Now we have three road travel stories from this week's Evening News. The number of people killed or injured on Norfolk's roads has risen, with mobile phones and a surge in cycling being blamed for the increase by council bosses. Moves to widen the Watton Road have been condemned as making the road a death trap for cyclists and pedestrians. But on the plus side, the yellow OFO bikes that have appeared all over the city are proving a great success.
The number of people killed or seriously hurt on Norfolk's roads has risen, with council bosses saying mobile phone use and a surge in cycling could be partly behind the increase. In the 12 months leading up to September last year, 412 people died or were seriously injured on the county's roads, compared to 408 in the 12 months before September 2015. Fines for using mobile phones while driving increased last year, while the EDP ran a hands-off campaign backed by the police. Cycling has also enjoyed a boost in popularity, with major investment in improvements around Norwich. But cyclists, along with pedestrians and motorcyclists, are considered to be a particularly vulnerable group. More than half those killed or seriously injured were in that group. When they meet next Wednesday, county councillors are likely to agree to create a special task group of councillors to address the rise.
Frustrated residents have warned that a busy road into Norwich will become a death trap for cyclists and pedestrians unless a footway is reintroduced. Work to widen the B1108 Watton Road, used by commuters and users of Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, has started. Norfolk County Council Highways team is widening a three-quarter mile stretch of the road between the A47 and Heatherset Lane junction by 2 metres. The work, which does not include a footway, will allow drivers to pass cyclists more safely and enable emergency vehicles, particularly ambulances, to get through. But B. Corn and Tim O'Riordan, Colney residents and co-chair members of Colney Parish Meeting, who are not against the road widening, said the new layout would increase the amount of traffic and speeds on the 40-mile-per-hour stretch. Mrs. Corn, who lives off Watton Road and moved to Colney in 1975, said, "If you're an experienced cyclist, the road is a death trap. When traffic speeds up, it is beyond hazardous. You would be taking your life in your own hands if you were a cyclist. The widening of the road will put people's lives at risk. There are minor incidents on the road all the time."
The people behind the first dockless bike share scheme to launch in Norwich are thrilled by its reception in the city. The Beijing-based company OFO launched 200 of the distinctive yellow bikes across the city at the end of October, and the fleet has since been increased. The bikes can be picked up or dropped off from anywhere that a bike can legally be parked. By downloading the OFO app, users locate bikes near them and unlock them via Bluetooth, completing their ride by relocking the bike upon arrival at their destination. Matthew Thomas Keeping, OFO's operations manager in Norwich, said, "We're thrilled with the way the scheme is operating in Norwich. The city is perfectly suited to bike sharing, and our fleet has proved hugely popular. The fact that they're yellow has helped because people here identify with them." A spokesperson for Transport for Norwich said cycling in Norwich has gone from strength to strength over recent years, with investment in the pedalways network. "The arrival of OFO is a great addition to these improvements, and we're pleased to see it proving so popular as a convenient and flexible way to explore the city." However, the Department for Transport, DFT, has confirmed it is considering offering councils powers to license and penalise bike hire companies amid concerns over bikes being dumped irresponsibly.
Fraudsters selling fake flight tickets and reservations conned holidaymakers online by claiming they were a genuine travel company with a Norwich office. But when Trading Standards checked out the company's address listed on their websites, it turned out to be the training ship Lord Nelson boat, home of the Sea Cadets. Norfolk Trading Standards said scammers set up two websites called Lux Flights and Lux Travels to con people booking flights and accommodation online. Customers booked with them but never received any flight tickets or hotel reservations. One man booked two return flights to the Middle East on the site, costing £740, but never heard anything back. Brian Chatton from Trading Standards said the websites were selling tickets cheaply on flights which were otherwise booked up. Mr. Chatton advised people to book holidays online with credit cards, which protected them from scammers, as they could get a refund if it turned out they had been conned. He also advised travellers to make sure the websites they were booking through were registered with ABTA, the Association of British Travel Agents, or ATOL. If booking with a site you have not used before, you need to be very careful, Mr. Chatton said. Use your natural instinct.
Consumers were bombarded with more than 6 million nuisance calls and texts every day in 2017, according to research by Aviva. Analysis of Ofcom data commissioned by the Norwich insurer shows 2.2 billion calls and texts relating to an injury-related claim, pension, PPI, or other insurance-related matters were received last year. Some 895 million calls and texts were made chasing an injury claim for an accident or other insurance queries, such as pursuing a holiday sickness claim. Over 65s receive more nuisance calls and texts than any other age group, with nearly one in three targeted at them. It comes as MPs prepare to debate the Financial Guidance and Claims Bill, which proposes the creation of a single financial guidance body to consider the impact of cold calling on consumers. Rob Townend, UK, Claims Director at Aviva, said Aviva is urging the government to put a swift end to these cold calls.
Norwich Food Bank has praised the public's incredible response to its Christmas appeal. The food bank was able to provide hundreds of hungry people with Christmas hampers over the festive season, thanks to kind donations of both food and time. Norwich Food Bank once again ran its reverse advent calendar scheme, whereby donations were collected from November the 6th until December the 1st. In 2016, more than 3.5 tonnes of donations were received through the scheme, and the latest appeal has been more successful still, with 4.5 tonnes recorded and more donations yet to be counted. Hannah Worsley, project manager at Norwich Food Bank, said, "Thank you so much to everyone who has donated, offering help and hope to people when it is most needed. We have seen an incredible response from people across Norwich over the last month and are so grateful for and humbled by your generosity."